Well, sir, please be nice, okay? I try to understand you. I not try to give you a hard time. I don't understand you. That's why I have to keep saying it.
Well, you're...
If you have a bad attitude like this, I think don't bother.
Big dummy? How much?
Okay?
Dummy. Bye. Dummy.
Hey, you stupid shit.
I'm not playing no fucking games, man.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us stupid recordings. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Astute analyst and pundit, a lyricist compassionate and callous, a reckless hedonist, and disaffected malcontent.
Hey, fucking asshole! Fuck your mother! Hey! Yeah! Excited. Baz is with me. Damn it, Baz!
Damn it!
Yeah!
I'm excited, too.
Right.
I think I just made a mess.
Enigma. What's reminded up? Me to say, hip! Hip!
Hip. All right.
Yeah.
Hip hip hooray.
Hip hip hooray.
Yes.
Here we go with some prank calls. All right. Let's call some of our old friends first.
I'm sick, RB. That's why I sound less excited.
Ah, you're sick from kissing your wife.
Yeah. Hey, I can't hear the music too good on Skype.
Oh, man.
Do you have a purpose?
Oh, I think I know why. Hang on. I got to put that little thing in my ear. Hang on. Oh, I don't want to break the mic. Hang on. There we go. That should do it.
Nice.
All right. Clip that again. Now it's probably too loud, but you asked for it.
Suffer the consequences.
Consequences of a bleeding ear. Fucking win that motherfucker.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 8.
Motherfucker. Start the show over again. Anyway, I knew that was going to happen. We'll do Jimmy Vaughn instead. Yeah. Bringing it back. Maybe it's too early to be pranking in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. It's probably about 7:20 or so.
Yeah.
Okay, one more complaint. One more complaint. Wow. For you. Wow. Get a little bit of echo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that should fix that.
Cool.
I hope. Let's try Ernie. This reunion of old prank call victims is going nowhere.
You said that was Ernie you tried?
That was Big Ernie.
Nice.
Should be afternoon or something over there in Guam. Who else can we call, motherfucker? Let's call Lord's Indian Restaurant. We called them years ago when they were angry and said, motherfucker, like that thing. Looks like it doesn't work anymore. All right.
Hey, how about the Bullshead Pub in Manchester?
I don't have that number saved.
Want me to get it?
Can I get it? I can look for it. Let's
I got it. Here it is.
Okay.
I got it.
Here's the horse at home.
Hello. No one is available to take your call.
Well, they're not answering at the Turkish horse at home. Maybe they're already at the kitchen. Yeah, let's find out.
Yeah, they're making the malacca preparations.
Maybe.
They're stirring it up.
He's stirring it with his kitchen? Big dick. Hello?
Turkish Kitchen?
Is this Turkish Kitchen?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Can I speak to the owner, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, Kanguzel. My name is Eddie. I'd like to thank you.
What?
Yeah, listen, you do a lot of fucking of your wife today? Did you fuck Faizan today nice and hard?
What?
How did I taste? The last time you kissed Faizan, how did I taste? Because she
what?
Faizan sucked my dick, so how did I taste? Tell me.
No, I'm not so sensitive.
You kissed Faizan this morning?
I'm not good. Bilmiyorum.
Huh? Well, you're freaking out now about it, huh? Yeah, she sucked
We're
my
Greeks.
Dick. I think he sort of freaking out like he was going to cut her hand off now or something. He's like, where's now, my curved sword?
He's going to start calling in about 5 minutes from his cell phone.
He said, where's my curved sword?
Thank you for calling Turkish Kitchen for takeout.
Oh, fuck it. All right, well, we got through to one guy there.
Yeah.
I wish we could call Steam Shark, but they don't talk to let Skype numbers through anymore. That's been gone for a long time.
Well,
hey, guys.
Hey, Enigma.
Hip, hip,
hip.
Yep.
Let's see if Sunsetter Awnings lets me get through. I might have burned them out, too.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Sunsetter Products.
All right.
Please listen to the following two options, so we may assume three.
Oh, yeah. I got my RV. You know where I'm going. I'm going to jump the Snake River Canyon this time. Ugh. Why does it do that? You know, don't you hate it when that shit happens
Sunsetter
when you're on
awning,
I know. It makes you think that they're picking up.
You think they do it on purpose?
More than just protection from the hot sun. According to the U.S. Department of Energy...
Like, you know, at Disney, they make the lines a certain way. They make them really long, longer than they have to be, in order to make you feel like you're moving more than you are, really.
And doors. Installing a Sunsetter awning on your
That's
home...
Good.
Sunsetter, my name is Anna.
Hey, how are you, honey?
Great. May I have your last name or customer number, please?
This is Valente. I don't know what customer number I am. Look, I'm installing on the RV. I got two Sunsetter awnings on each side. I did this once. Back in 2011, I did that commercial for you guys, and I jumped over the restored segment of the Berlin Wall from east to west Germany on the anniversary of the fall.
I would not have any idea what you're speaking about, sir. How can I help you?
All right, I put two Sunsetter awnings, one on each side of an RV, and I took that motherfucker up to 55 miles an hour, and it started lifting up the ground, and it flew over what would have been the Berlin Wall. It from east to west. It was a celebration of the, I think it was the 20th or the 30th anniversary of the motherfucker falling.
Okay, sir, could you do me a favor and just kind of watch the language a little bit, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. I'm from Arizona, so I talk like that sometimes. I'm sorry. Okay.
Well, first of all, we don't recommend that they be put on RVs in the first place. They're not made for that.
The guy told me that the last time, but I did it anyway, and I was able to fly over the wall. I made it on the newspaper and the news and everything.
Okay, sir, what are you asking me?
Well, I want to make sure what the maximum distance drag resistance I'm going to get when I do it, because I'm going to go over the Snake River Canyon.
Sir, you're way out of my league. I'm not.
Well, put an
that.
Engineer on the line, motherfucker!
Damn it! I don't think she appreciated that.
That was funny.
Thank you for calling Sunsetter Products. Well, please listen to the following two options, so we may assist you as quickly as possible. Your call may be recorded for quality assurance and
what was it,
purposes.
Two, three? What were we
if
doing?
You would like to place an order, to ensure that...
Let's see if the whole time's down now.
Thank you for calling Sunsetter. My name is Stacey Smith. May I have your customer number or last name, please?
Valente. Was I just talking to you?
I'm not sure. What did you say your last name was?
Valente. I'm jumping over Snake River Canyon in an RV with two Sunsetter awnings, one on each side.
You have an RV with a Sunsetter awning on both sides?
Yeah, and I'm going to go down a ramp and jump over Snake River Canyon.
Okay.
Yeah, I did this once already. Yeah, I have to get the motherfucker up to like 85 miles an hour, and it actually starts lifting off the fucking ground.
Okay, is there some reason why you're calling me and talking like that?
Well, I need help from an engineer, from a technician there, one of the men or something in the warehouse. Because you're just a woman sitting at a desk, a little pretty desk, a little computer, nice, sexy dress.
Sir, how can I help you today?
I need to talk to a man, I said. Hang on. Yeah, they're bringing in all the parts right now.
Okay. I'm not sure how you would like for me to help you today.
Well, I need some specific information on the Dragon Resistance when I get it up to 85 miles per hour in this motherfucker. I'm going to go 85 down the ramp. It's going to jump over the canyon. But I need to get the specifics on Dragon Resistance.
Okay, we don't recommend putting our awnings on a moving object.
Yeah, but this is a man business. Is there a man I can talk to in the engineering
area? No, there is not, sir. I apologize.
Who's the engineer? I want to talk to the chief engineer.
We don't have an engineer here.
How do I get a hold
How
of them?
How can I help you?
I need to talk to an engineer at Sunsetter Awnings, I said.
Sir, I'm a technician with Sunsetter Products, and I can answer any question that you need answered for.
But
we don't recommend putting our awnings on moving objects.
But you're a woman, and I've done this before, and it was just fine.
Okay, we don't recommend putting the awning on a moving object.
I know you don't. That's fine. But regardless of that, moving on... I need to talk to someone about the Dragon Resistance that's going to be... Someone has access to the CAD files for the awnings. Maybe I can download them somewhere and print them.
Nobody has that information, sir.
Someone there does. Someone's designing the stupid fucking things, and they have the file,
sir,
the digital file.
I would have to ask you to stop using the F word.
Okay, but I have a 3D printer, and I'm going to print some of your Sunsetter awnings. I need you to email me the CAD file. So I can load them in my simulator. I want to load them in my holodeck simulator so that it'll recreate it. And I'm here with Jordy LaForge, Chief Engineer Jordy LaForge on my team here, on the Enterprise team.
Yes.
And he'll be able to run through it through simulations and everything through the main computer on the holodeck.
Okay, we don't have that type of information available.
Can I put Jordy on with one of you, Lieutenant Commander LaForge? Can he talk to someone in the corporate office, maybe? How do I get a hold of them? Why don't you understand?
Sir, nobody's going to be able to give you that type of information.
I command you to get me the number for the corporate office.
I'm not able to give you the number to the corporate office, sir.
I order you to.
Okay, sir, I don't take orders.
You just did.
Ma'am.
You just took mine.
This is Lieutenant Commander LaForge. It's a direct order.
How am I able to help you today?
We're going to have you court-martialed unless you do this, young lady.
Okay, I'm not in the military.
Ma'am, can you hear me, ma'am? We're going to make you walk the plank.
Due to the nature of the call, I'm going to go ahead and disconnect.
Labia. Labia, vagina, vaginal excretions.
Thank you for calling and have a great day.
Herpes.
I love you. Can you hear the wind?
Yeah, it was great.
You were saying that you're going to jump the canyon.
The Snake River Canyon, like Evel Knievel did do.
Nice.
Poor Evel Knievel. Wasn't he out there with like a bunch of like Hell's Angels and shit? Like, isn't that the only people who showed up for it? And ABC wouldn't carry it, so he had to do it on closed-circuit TV. It's a bunch of fucking meth-head fucking bikers and shit and hippies.
They were into it.
Yeah, they just wanted to see the fucker die. He almost did. Parachute, like, deployed early and all that shit, I think. On a fucking rocket bike.
I'm going to have to... It's probably on YouTube, isn't it?
I wonder if... It's got to be, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't his kid do shit? Why doesn't his kid do it for the... This got to be like a 40-year anniversary, that. That had to be like in the 70s, right? Like the mid to late 70s, I would say. So that he should be able to do it for the 40th. That motherfucker should do it successfully.
You should get Elon Musk to design the rocket bike with him. That would be so fucking dope.
The Grand Canyon death jump.
He could definitely get that on fucking live TV now. Nowadays, ABC would carry that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, here's the...
Yeah, I mean, if they showed Al Capone's bulk, they'll show somebody jumping the Snake River Canyon.
Yeah.
There's the Snake River Canyon video.
Oh, cool. We got it. Well, I'll watch that later.
It was in the mid-70s.
In the mid-70s, and we're in 2014. Yeah. That's got to be coming up. Fuckers got to do it. All right. Let's find his number and ask him to do it. That's a project for you guys. We'll raise the money. You think we could do a Kickstarter to raise money for Evel Knievel's son to recreate the Snake River jump successfully on the 40th anniversary of it?
Probably, but it says here that Robbie Knievel says that he's a hardcore alcoholic. He helped on self-destruction. And there's not a damn thing he can do about it.
Wow. Just like his dad. Awesome.
That was an interview last August.
You know where he is. All those guys like that, shit like that, like white trash celebrities, like wrestlers and stuff, they're all fucked up. No offense, MSC3 Clay. I know you're a big pro wrestling fan. It's like soap operas for men. That's why I don't watch that anymore. I used to like when I was a kid. But I can't do it as an adult. Blah, blah, blah.
So Robbie Knievel says, I shouldn't be drinking or driving because I could kill someone. And you know what? It would be better if I killed myself. He says he won't be drinking and driving anytime soon because his license has been suspended.
Well, so much for that. We could get him to sober up for a few million. I swear to God we could get
Hello?
Him. Hey, how you doing?
Sorry?
Yeah, how you doing, buddy? Listen, I'm calling from the Robbie Knievel Society. We're trying to raise money for Robbie Knievel to jump Snake River Canyon again, motherfucker.
Sorry?
You know Evel Knievel?
Never heard of him, mate.
He used to jump shit in motorcycles, over motorcycles in London and America.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, and then he fell down a canyon.
He fell down a canyon. That was a bit unlucky then, wasn't it?
He hurt his bum.
It was 40 years ago. So now his son is an alcoholic, and we're trying to get him to sober up and recreate it himself on the 40th anniversary.
That's pretty decent, really, yeah.
Yeah, can you give like...
I can't remember 40 years ago.
Do you have a few quid over there, motherfucker?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. That's horrible. I'm sorry to hear that. You remember that band Oasis?
Sorry?
You remember that band Oasis?
No.
You remember Wonderwall, man? That song Wonderwall? You guys all loved it. You guys were in Britain like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't like Americans that much.
You're my Wonderwall.
But they're not Americans. They're not Americans. Oasis is not an American band.
Oh, weren't they? I never heard of them.
After all, you're my Wonderwall, sir.
No, never heard of it.
Okay.
Sir, would you like to be my little chicken?
I can't hear you. You're breaking up a bit.
You want to be a chicken?
You know, bullshit.
Bullshit!
Sorry?
Bullshit!
Breaking up a bit.
Bullshit, motherfucker. Bullshit. That's what. Damn it. Damn you.
Shame on you.
Sir. Motherfucker.
You sure got that TV on loud, huh, motherfucker?
Do you have a license for your television, sir? I'm with the Royal Service. My name's David Snoswell.
Yeah, we're checking your papers. You don't have a television license, it says here. Or a toilet license, either. You got a how many toilets you have there?
They've been revoked. Because there was a complaint about your toilet.
All right, let's call the bull's head while we're...
He's not going to talk.
That's fine. Well, we'll send to the TV. It's kind of funny. It's a background
deaf
effect.
Motherfucker.
Ah, he dropped. Oh, come on, bull's head. I need to talk to you. This is an important...
Welcome to BT Answer 1571.
The fuck?
I wanted to talk to you.
They should be open.
Shit. Joe, I gotta talk to them for this important show.
Good evening, Bullseye Mitch.
Oh, thank goodness someone is there. You guys all right? You doing all right?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Oh, good. I tried to make an aggressive acquisition of your company a few years ago. You remember me? I'm the American.
Can I just put you onto the manageress? Because I'm just working the kitchen here.
Yes, the manageress. Yes, of course.
Okay, then.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, dear. How are you?
Who is it? Sorry.
Hey, this is Valente. I called a few years ago. I was trying to make an agreement.
You called a few years ago? That's good.
Yeah.
You've got the wrong number. You've got the wrong number.
I tried to make an aggressive acquisition of your place there a few years ago. You remember?
No, I wasn't here a few years ago.
Yeah,
sorry.
Were. You were calling me a C-U-N-T word and everything. Motherfucker.
And that was the first time anybody called you a tosser, too.
Yeah.
Eddie?
Was it her? Wasn't it her?
Yeah.
And we called like at 4
she
in the morning.
A tosser.
We called like at 4 in the morning their time, so I think it was the
yeah. Answer. She was cranky. What
the hell is that? Oh, it's the guy trying to hang up over there. He can't.
He's trying to hang up.
What was that? Paula speaking.
Why you call hang up, huh? Same. We heard him. Same guy. I figured that's what he said. Same guy. Hang up, same guy. Okay.
It's the Blanco.
Hey, old man, come on. You can't hang up the phone. What's the matter?
Do you need instructions?
Do you know how to use the phone? Are you a woman? Is that why you can't? All right. No.
Hello. Hello!
Woo!
Damn it!
There he is.
Fuck! Here's a goat. Yeah, you're paying for that call.
Hello.
Yeah, this is your call. You were calling collect. Start this. Yeah, you can't hang us up, and you're paying. All right, let's call New Wave Oven, another place I used to call quite a bit back in the day. This is a Throwback Wednesday here on Madhouse. And that doesn't work. New Wave Oven, out of business. Hey, motherfucker, you got a New Wave Oven? We're giving away a New Wave Oven, sir.
You know, you can use the New Wave Oven to dry out marijuana that you grow.
That's the best thing to do. Here we are connecting Zappos, old favorite of mine. Let me get some SKU numbers though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Why is Zappos not working?
So what's up with all the going down memory lane?
I don't know. I'm just going through the list of calls, numbers. Really? Yeah, Zappos not working? Why is Zappos not working? Oh, shit, man. The Zappos go out of business, too. Zappos, bankrupt company. Out of business, motherfucker. All right, let's call it Health Masters. I think that's the juice that Montel Williams endorses. The juicer. He started the juice craze all over again, motherfucker. Look, it's not going through. Did my account get killed? Is that what happened? All right, let me reconnect you guys, okay?
Oh, hello? Right. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You hear me?
I hear you. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh, I can't do outgoing calls for some reason right now, so I'm going to restart Skype, see if I'm suspended. I have to get a new account.
Motherfucking Skype.
Oh, shit.
Fucking Skype shit, motherfucker.
Motherfuckskype.com.
And thank you for calling the Living Well Health Masters. Please press 1 to order or 2 for customer service or order status.
Which order is this?
Thank you. Before I transfer you, I need to know if your shipping address is in the U.S. or in Canada. For the U.S., press 1. For Canada, press... I'm sorry, all customer service representatives are busy at the moment. A live customer service...
Hi, thank you for calling about Montel. Hello?
Hello. Hey, baby.
Hello?
Hey, honey.
Hello?
Hey, sexy. How are you?
Yes, I'll have to hang up now.
No, come on.
Please.
Okay. A little too strong. She's more like a grandmother.
Thank you for calling the Living Well Health Master. Please press before I transfer.
Can I talk to her?
Yeah, we're from Canada now. Canada.
Yeah. Canada. Yeah. Okay.
All right, Canada's just ringing. I'm not going to do that. Now we're from America, sir.
Thank you for calling. Before I transfer, I'm sorry. All customer service representatives are busy at the moment. A live customer service representative will be with you shortly.
Thank you for calling about the Montel Williams Health Master. This is Catherine. And to ensure proper handling and quality assurance, this call will be recorded. May I continue?
Absolutely, ma'am. This is David Snoswell.
All right. And can you spell your last name for me?
Yeah. Do you want me to spell it the... okay, I'll just spell it the short way. S-N-O-S-W-E-L-L. And why do you need my name?
All right.
I just have some general inquiries about your health machine.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead with your questions.
Yeah. So what does it do? Do you make juices with it?
Well, it does prepare hot and cold foods, ice cream, smoothies, frozen drinks, ice pops, soups, meals, coffee, desserts, and more.
Wow. How does it do that? That's amazing. I mean, does it have like some neutrons or some like a little miniature particle accelerator in there that mashes up all the food and turns it into like some kind of a broth?
Well, it has the ability to chop, dice, blend. There's a wet, dry blade, so you can do wet and dry blending. It does generate its own heat using its centrifugal friction, so the variable speeds causes the foods to heat up.
Wow.
There is an 8 variable speed motor.
Wow, that's amazing. And how much does this thing cost? I mean, this sounds just incredible. I was wondering if I put, like, can you mix different types of foods? Like, I would like to put some chicken in and then maybe some eggs and maybe put some broth in there and blend it all up.
Sure. You could definitely do that.
You know what? I'm gonna transfer you over to my life partner, Mr. Cross. He might have some other questions. I'm a little bit under the weather. Hoping I can make some kind of a smoothie that will cure my cold. And he's my partner and my nurse. Are you there, Eddie?
Okay.
Hello. Hey, buddy. How are you, sweetie, honey, baby? Hello.
He's nursing me back to health.
Hello, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Dr. Snoswell's personal nurse machine.
All right. Yes.
Now,
me back to health?
How much pulp will a whole apple create?
I'm sorry?
How much pulp will juicing a whole apple create? Hello?
I think she's looking it up in her script.
Your head's going to explode. Script does not comply. All right. For some reason, I added us in the casino. They're halfway through that. That's something we could do. We could call a casino and say I lost my pants again or whatever it is that I do.
Yeah. You lost your diabetes kit on top of the machine.
My glucometer, the one that goes bing, bing, bing. Yeah.
Yeah. Bing, bing, bing. Yeah.
There's not a lot of them do that. Okay, faggots, here we go. Moving right along. Okay, faggots.
Okay, faggot!
Let me go to Google Maps. And... going to call the Curtis Tucker Health Center in Inglewood, California. Inglewood, always up to no good. Because I'm looking for some dark meat today.
Got old neighborhood, Inglewood?
I'm pretty sure. There's a soul food restaurant right next door. And the police.
Good morning, good sucker.
Hey, honey, how are you?
I'm fine. Who's this?
Good, I'm good. Listen, this is Garcia. I'm looking for some dark meat today. Do you have gym facilities there, like showers and whatnot?
Can you repeat that again, please?
Do you have gym facilities there, showers and whatnot?
I think you called the wrong number. This is called a Stacker Health Center.
Yeah, what is a health center? Do you have a pool? What do you have, motherfucker?
Who's this?
This is Garcia.
Garcia who?
Just Garcia. That's all you need is Garcia.
I don't think you're calling the wrong place. I'm sorry.
I'm calling Curtis Tucker Health Center.
Yes, but you're saying about gym or showers. I don't understand what you're saying.
Then what does the health center do? What do you do there?
This is a clinic. We offer immunizations, TB control, and STD.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Do you do the check? How do you test for, is it gonorrhea or something? You have to use a Q-tip in the urethra. You know the one I'm talking about? I need that one.
You want to see by a doctor, you can come to the clinic today. We have a registration time by 11:30.
I have a problem with my penis. I need him to look at my penis. Will he do that?
You can come right now if you want, sir.
You want to look at it then?
I'm sorry, sir.
Are you the sexy nurse that looks at my penis before the doctor comes in to look at it, to inspect it? Are you the one?
I'm sorry, sir. You know what? If you want to come to the clinic, you can come right now.
I take a Viagra before I come in on purpose.
I'm sorry, sir.
Even if it's just a man doctor, I want him to see my hard boner. Yeah, when he's checking.
Take a Viagra before going to the doctor.
On purpose, guys. That's fucking sick. Why would someone do that? First of all, it would probably mess up your heart, your blood pressure when they check it. You're going to be like, all right, why is your blood pressure through the roof? Oh, because I took a pill that sends all my blood down to my dick.
Does it raise it? Does it lower the blood pressure?
It raises it. That's why, like, if you have a heart condition, you're not supposed to take it. That's why it
rolls.
Because some old guy will take it who has high blood pressure and cardiac problems and be like,
you have a stroke.
Or he just isn't healthy enough to fuck. That's what the problem is. Like when my dad had heart surgery, had stents put in, and they kept every day, they told him like 5 times, now if you use Viagra, don't use it, and don't refrain from sexual activities until the doctor says you can. It's like, okay, I'm good, thank you.
That's what they say on the commercial. You have to ask your doctor if you're healthy enough for sex. Healthy enough for fucking.
Yeah. What if your doctor says no? You're like, fuck
her,
you.
Can you call that lady back? I got a question for her.
What's the criteria?
I want to know if I'm healthy enough.
All right, cool. That's a good idea. I need to be examined to see if I'm healthy enough for sex by a female doctor.
Curtis Tucker Health Center, how can I help you?
Yes, hi. My name is David Snoswell. I was wondering if I might be able to make an appointment to see a doctor about an issue.
Our facility is a TB control, STD testing, and immunization only clinic.
Oh,
is it related to that?
Okay. Yes, it is.
It is. Okay, so we don't take appointments. Depending on the clinic, we have certain hours. For example, today we do triage, is the TB testing, STD testing, and X-rays. The registration started at 11:30, and we take the first 11 patients.
Oh, you have to register?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the first how many patients for STDs?
11.
Mm-hmm. I think
right now,
I think I might have an STD because I, I patronized a woman, a lady of the evening, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
And that was about a week ago, and now I have like a discharge coming out of my urethra.
Okay.
And it burns really bad when I urinate.
Okay.
And
we would definitely be able to see you today.
So will the doctor look at it up close?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, will he, like, look inside the urethra?
I don't know that they look inside. They're going to do a visual examination, and if they need to do blood tests or a swab, then they'll let you know. But we would be able to do it.
Will he be touching me down there?
Possibly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I also took a Viagra, so I'm still erect. Will that be an issue?
I would have to check with the nurse to find out. Do you want me to check with the nurse for you?
Can I talk to the nurse?
They're not available to talk to patients right now, but can you hold on for 1 second?
How long will it take?
Just a moment. Just a moment.
Hurry the fuck up, please. I'm scared.
I had to play the pissing when I heard you say that. I just hate that it has the guy whistling and stuff. If it wasn't for that, it'd be perfect. I'm going to make my own version of that.
You can make it with that toilet simulator.
Yeah.
Though I uninstalled it.
Yeah, I did too. I could reinstall. It's free, isn't it?
Hello? Yeah. Hey, hello, yes. What's going on?
What's going on? Uh-huh. How can I help you?
Yeah, well, she put me on hold. I've got a problem, and she was going to check the nurse. Well, I have a discharge. It's pink and yellow coming out of my urethra. I had relations with a prostitute, and I'd like to come in and have it tested, but I took a Viagra this morning, and so I'm still erect. Will that be an issue with the test? I'm scared.
Give me a minute, sir.
Why? What's going on?
Just please hold.
No, I can't. I'm too scared. Help!
Just hold, sir.
No, no. What the?
There's a bunch of beeps going on.
Yeah, Despens, that was a pretty pathetic help. If I yell too loud, I'm going to start coughing, though.
Oh, we don't want that. No.
I had to mute after my last loud damn it.
So what do you got, like the flu or something?
No, I just have a cold.
From kissing.
Yeah.
Sir?
Yes.
Okay, well, here it is, sir. I work for the Sheriff's Department here in L.A. County, and they're telling me that you need to come in. If you don't come in, if you're actually just calling just to tell us all this stuff, it's not going to work. And I'm going to go ahead and trace your number.
Hello? Okay, I'll come in.
So are you going to come in?
Yes, yes.
Okay, go ahead and come in. What is your name, sir?
Jasper.
What?
Jasper.
Frank. Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm gonna. This is my caretaker. I'm gonna put my caretaker on the line.
So let me talk to your caretaker.
Hello.
Edward. Eddie.
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Okay, sir. So what's going on?
No, well, he's got a problem with his penis, so we're calling him. I put him on the line to get some extra information about coming in. I'm his caretaker. He had sex with a dirty girl, I guess.
Okay, I understand that. But the thing is, this is the second time you're calling, and they already told you, they advised you that he needs to come in. He can't do anything over the phone, sir.
Well, he has some... Like, he's worried about if they're going to put a Q-tip, like a sterile Q-tip up his urethra, because he had that once. He's really, that's why I'm his caretaker. He's got a lot of problems. He gets really nervous and has panic attacks a lot. The last time I had to take him to a doctor, he broke some of those containers that have the cotton balls and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he has an issue with doctors, nurses?
Yeah, when they close the door in the doctor's office, he goes, ooh, like that. He goes crazy. And he starts opening all the cabinets.
Is he mentally stable?
Huh? Yeah, no, he's not. He's got a lot of problems. That's why he had sex with a prostitute. He's disgusting. You know, he went to the IHOP down this. You know, there's an IHOP around the corner.
Well, here's what it is, sir. They already advised this is just a health center. It's not much they're going to do for him. If he does need help, he needs to go to a hospital. He needs to go.
This is how he is normal. They won't do anything for him at the hospital. He just needs to have his penis looked at to see why it's doing this. His penis hurts when he's urinating. His penis hurts, and he has.
Can I get his name?
His name, Snoswell? Baz Snoswell? No, what is it?
Snoswell. Jasper.
Jasper. There you go.
Jasper?
Yeah, Jasper. I've got five. He's one of my new patients, so it's hard for me to remember.
What is your name, sir?
Garcia. Hang on, let me step out of the bathroom first, okay? Because I'm having trouble hearing you in here. Can you give me a second?
Go ahead.
All right. Just a second. Okay. All right. I won't wash my hands. Okay. I'll just step up. Okay. You there?
I'm still here.
Okay. Great. Yeah. Much better now. Thank you. I had to urinate
to
myself.
Caretaker.
Yeah. Whoa. Sorry.
Sir.
Yes.
If this is a joke?
It's not a joke. His penis hurts, sir. His penis hurts.
Okay. Well, okay. They already told you what to do. You're obviously, this is your second time calling, and it's...
But what do we have to do again? I wasn't paying attention. What would I have to do?
Okay, he needs if I need his name, first of all, and I don't... Jasper?
Yeah, that's his name. Jasper.
It doesn't even sound like a name, sir.
Dude, come on, man. That's his name. Why are you going to say that stuff like that? That's his name.
Jasper what?
Yeah. Jasper. It's a name.
What's his last?
Millennium.
Jasper.
Millennium.
Cruz.
Jasper what?
Jasper Millennium hyphen Cruz.
Okay, now this is, you're just being absurd now. So I'll tell you what, if you keep calling back, I'm going to go ahead and trace your number.
What do you mean by keep calling back? Is it more than one call?
Calling back. Now it's absurd. Now you're making up names because I'd heard him in the background.
He's trying to be anonymous. He's trying to be anonymous, motherfucker. He's trying to be anonymous.
Right now, I'm going to send some units out there.
Oh, units, yeah. Come over and show me, wag your penis. That's your unit. What, fucking units. He's got a unit in his hand right now, probably. His dick is holding it like, oh. I work with my pants down my hand and my desk.
Hey, he's gonna send the units.
Uh-oh.
In trouble now.
Here, let's call the IHOP around the corner where I was trying to say that Jasper went for sex.
Jasper's
in there. Thanks
for
calling IHOP. How can I help you?
Yeah, is Jasper there?
Jasmine?
Jasper got out. He said he was going to go to the IHOP over there to meet a hooker and have lunch, and then they were going to go fuck behind the IHOP and hurt his car.
Oh, no, sir. I don't know.
Is there anyone behind the IHOP in the car fucking right now?
Here, give me one second.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't disturb them if they are.
Okay.
Hello?
Wow.
What are you asking?
Is there someone in a car in the parking lot or behind the IHOP having sex with a hooker? His name is Jasper. Can you find out?
Okay, I'm looking. I'm outside now with the cordless phone, and I don't see nobody sitting in the car.
There's no
what kind of car is it?
It's like a station wagon kind of car.
Station wagon? What color is it?
Like a dark car.
Oh, is it kind of a short station wagon?
Yeah.
Let me see. Hold on.
Do you see it there?
I see the car you're talking about, but there's nobody in it.
No, can you look inside and see if there's a condom in there or anything like that?
Or a what?
Look and see if there's any underwear or if the inside or a,
okay.
or a condom wrapper. Or then look to see if like there's if the windows are fogged up, you know? Hello? She explained it and told somebody. That's funny. I don't know if she looked. I was going to try to get her to open the door and honk the horn, too. I didn't think she'd actually do it, but. Trying to see how far she'd go. Alright, cool. Now what? Now what do we do? Michael's school uniforms. Or rent-a-wheel. Ooh, rent-a-wheel? Enigma, you got any rims on your car? You got a car? What do you got? Motorcycle?
I don't have any.
Wow. Enigma's poor.
I am poor, yeah.
That's cool. Enigma taking the bus, walking in the grocery store. Yeah. Like Matt Hillock. Walking in
the is the unit there yet?
I wonder. Rent a wheel, rang. Trying again. Oh, there's a sizzler here. That's awesome.
It's Susan Renewal Inglewood. It's Keanu speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, sexy. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Oh, good.
Who am I speaking with?
Good. I'm good. Yeah, this is Garcia.
Garcia.
Yeah. Do you have any leopard print motherfuckers there?
Wait, do we have any what?
Leopard print motherfuckers?
I don't know about a leopard print MF-er.
Yeah, you can
I don't think
it.
We have that.
Do you have number 2857?
2857?
Yeah.
And what's that?
That's one of the wheels. It's number 2857, Generation 4 wheel machine.
Hold on, let me get somebody to help me.
Get a man.
Your name again?
Can you get a man?
Okay, what's your name again?
Garcia.
Garcia, hold on.
Okay.
Thanks for calling merchandise at the cash price. If you need more time,
call him Soul Food while we wait.
Up with low weekly or bi-weekly payments over the course of a year to get you exactly
yeah, get
what you
that,
want. If you
collard
decide
creams.
You want to return the wheels, don't worry, there's no obligation. On top of that, after 90 days, you can buy the wheels at 50% off the remaining balance.
Thank you for choosing Soul Food. This,
yeah, you got them collard greens there, motherfucker.
Wheel weights, valve stems, wheel locks, and mounting and balancing.
Hello?
An $80 value for free. Please continue to hold and a representative will be right with you.
I don't think she heard anything I said.
No. I think she heard
the music and
background on the other call.
Hello?
He's a man. Can
yeah,
I help
yeah,
you?
Yeah, hey, homie, what's up?
The largest selection around, and we'll make it easy
hey, what's
for you
up?
To find the wheel
you guys got you guys got collard green motherfuckers over there?
High-performance tires money can buy.
Collard greens?
Yeah.
Yes, yes, sir.
Yeah, what kind of shit you put in that
as
fucking shit?
Goes, no one comes close.
Oh, we don't put none of that in here, sir.
What kind of motherfucking shit's in that fucking shit? You put some baby back fucking shit in that motherfucking shit? Some fat back?
Put the ham hocks in there?
No, we put smoked turkey.
Oh,
oh yeah, the neck. You put the turkey cock in there?
Well, I can't hear you.
Want more information on
you put the turkey cock in there? The smoked turkey cock?
To learn everything you need to know about us. You can browse our
yeah, if you want.
But
yeah.
The ass of the turkey.
Yeah, what about the cochlea?
Scan us on Facebook at facebook.com/chromewheel.
I can't hear you.
This is Derek speaking. I can help you.
Radio on.
Yeah, what do you want, boy?
Boy?
Yeah.
Who is this?
I'm calling about number 2857, motherfucker. Generation
2857.
Generation 4, motherfucker.
You must got the wrong cat, dude. Hey, listen.
Listen,
you
boy,
talk
don't
to
talk
real?
To me like that, motherfucker.
You want to place the order?
Yes. Yeah. I want
Who is this?
I want one collard greens.
Say it again?
One
you just want a side of collard greens?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. One chicken.
You want a small side or a medium?
One chicken machine.
You want a small, medium, or large collard greens?
Medium.
Medium?
Yeah, one chicken machine.
One what?
Chicken machines.
Chicken machine?
Yeah.
No, you can't have that, sir.
Chicken spaces?
You want fried chicken?
I want one chicken spaces.
Chicken what?
Spaces.
Spaces?
Yes.
Oh, we don't have that, sir.
How many spaces That's come them. With a chicken machine?
You got them black-eyed peas?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, can I get two spaces of black-eyed peas? Hello.
What's going on? You got some bad weather over there? What's going on? Lightning?
Oh, there's a lot of static on the line.
Yeah, I noticed that from your fucking cables getting bad. You got one of those wired phones?
It's windy here.
Did you want to order a dinner?
Yeah, chicken space.
Yeah.
One chicken machine.
One fried chicken?
One chicken machine, motherfucker.
Chicken machine?
Yes.
Hold on, I'll let you talk to the manager.
Hurry up. This is a weird-ass show today, man. I love it, though. I love this show today. It's great.
I know, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah. I was going to call the Sizzler next door. I bet you they got beef with each other, right? They're like, fuck them soul food motherfuckers next door.
These guys are assholes.
Fuck them. Army's good, man. Sizzler sucks so bad. It's actually a good for a buffet. If you consider it a buffet, it's good. If you consider it a steakhouse restaurant, it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's all in the way. It's all in the way because it's got a banging ass buffet with steak. Oh, yeah. We got bad weather.
Yeah, I'd rather spend the money and go to. I'd rather spend the money and go to some good steakhouse.
Yeah, Morton's. Just no steak knives, you know. No steak knives.
Is it thundering by you?
No.
It's a sound effect.
That's my sound effect. Because Carlito asked him if they were having some bad weather.
It sounded like it, right?
Yeah.
Sound like an old analog phone with when there was bad weather. All right, I'll call the Sizzler while we wait. Forget it. We're doing it.
Hello?
Oh, damn you. Who is this? Hello?
How can I help you?
Yeah, is this the manager? Are you a man or a woman, first of all? I just noticed that. I held all that. I just noticed that on the video. It kept saying big bad on the line, and I was on the line. That's horrible. Horrible work on my part with the video. Sorry. Video viewers, here's the Sizzler as promised. Yeah. Was that a woman or a man? What do you think? I don't know.
I couldn't tell. It sounded like a woman.
Smoked turkey. So, well, you got to do ham, man, on your collards.
Yeah. Don't they use the ham hocks or...
I thought you had to use ham hocks or bacon at the least.
Yeah. You put some
Thank
bacon
you for
grease in there.
This is the Rosa speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, sexy. How are you?
Hello, how can I help you?
I'm putting Mr. Snozwell on the line. He's taking his orange juice. Go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
like
I can barely hear you. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm sorry, I can barely hear you.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm kind of sick. I'd like to order a carafe of orange juice, please.
A carafe?
Yeah, a carafe. You know, it's like a pitcher, but I think a little bit smaller. Hello?
Mm-hmm. You mean crap? We only have like a steak and lobster, or?
No, I need the orange juice machines, because I'm sick. I've got a cold.
Uh-huh.
I need that vitamin C. Need some of those vitamin C's?
You're calling Sizzler. You're calling a restaurant.
Yeah, I know. You guys have orange juice, right?
Orange juice.
Yeah, do you have the orange juice?
Yes, we do.
Okay, yeah, I'd like 4 orange juices.
Okay, alrighty. Any food or just
yeah,
the juice?
I want one of them big lobsters. The red ones. You
a
got
lobster?
That red lobster shit? Yeah, because we liked it, that shit. We eat, we liked it, that shit.
We drink that shit.
That lobster and shit, we drink that shit.
Oh, okay.
So good.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
So how many you want of those?
2 spaces.
2 pieces.
Yeah, 2 spaces.
Okay.
Two spaces. That's actually...
And your name?
1 space is 1.5 piece, so that would be 3 pieces.
3 pieces of the lobster.
Look it up.
$12.99.
Yeah, look it up. Okay, perfect. That shit's delicious.
So you want 3 of those?
The juices out of the lobsters, you know?
Okay.
So what are you doing?
Anything else?
Yeah, what are you doing? You know, I ordered 3 lobsters. Hello. What's the problem here? You know, I ordered 3 lobsters, 1 for me, 1 for Eddie, and 1 for you.
Please hold.
Why?
Damn it.
Shit. Yeah, I couldn't remember the line. It was, we drinked that shit.
We eat that shit. We don't eat that shit. While we wait, we'll call for tropical fish machines.
All right.
Tropical fish?
Yeah, listen, how many tropical fish can I fit in, like, on a hamburger bun?
I'm sorry?
How many tropical fish could I fit, like, in a hamburger bun?
Well, this is not a food plate. This is tropical fish. You sell fish for a tropical fish,
mm-hmm.
not a food plate.
Yeah, I know. You have goldfish there, though, right?
Huh?
You have goldfish?
Yeah.
How much are the goldfish? How much cost?
$2.98.
Each?
Yeah. What size kind?
I'm sorry?
What size kind? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, well, he said, yeah. What size kind?
What size kind?
Yeah.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
What size? How big are they? God damn it.
Well, sir, please be nice, okay? I try to understand you. I not try to give you a hard time. I don't understand you. That's why I have to keep saying it.
Well, you're...
You have a bad attitude like this. I think don't bother.
Big dummy. How
yeah.
much?
Okay.
Dummy.
Bye.
Dummy.
Hey, you stupid shit.
All right.
See, I'm channeling all the jerky boys. Remember that one where that guy goes, he's trying to sell him pickles?
What size kind?
What size kind? Yeah. What size kind? Yeah. Depends what size kind.
Depends what size kind. He had like a little bit of a panic attack there.
He did. He's a little snippy.
He's got emotional. Damn. I tried to help you.
So we have an attitude.
You have trouble, fish?
I'm sorry. Don't be mad. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not mad, but no, you shouldn't say it on the phone, man. I'm not your friend. You can't say it to me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Can we be friends?
I try to understand what you have to try to say.
Okay, we'd be friends. Okay, no more. We're friends. Me and you are friends, okay? So what size, how big are the goldfish? How big?
What size is it? Okay, let me check, okay? It's not that big. It's, I would say...
fucker.
You too.
What size are they?
Sir.
2 inches.
2 inches? That's your penis. Is 2 inches yours too?
Yeah.
Yeah, small little pee-pee.
Uh-huh.
I got the big one.
I got big.
Yeah?
We got
you
want
to suck my?
No, I would. I can't. It's too small.
If we could find it, I need a magnifying glass to find it.
Find it.
Damn. The Sizzler hung up in the meantime. I think they heard one of those.
Yeah.
I'm going to save
yes,
that guy's number.
Royal with cheese. He does have a small little pee-pee.
Yeah. P-I-P-E.
Hello, we are not available now.
No. Okay. Let's see. Wind shells, I don't know what that is. Continental currency services, I don't know what that is. Family center, I think that's, yeah, it's a school. I'm gonna bother a school. Kinley Donuts, it looks like Kinky Donuts.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Kinky Donuts.
Kinky Donuts.
It's like, how many can you fit around your cup? Let's do it! Kinky Donuts, let's get kinky! Yeah!
Hold your own donuts.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah,
fucker. Yeah.
No kinky.
Kimley Donuts.
Yeah, Kinky Donuts.
Kimley.
Yeah, we're taking Viagra here, and we're going to see how many donuts we can put around, make stand around the penis, the hard penis. It's a contest. The person who can put the most around it, we get to suck his dick at the same time. There's three of us. We're going to have triangle sex. No? Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to eat the donuts around.
2,000 years ago,
Earth time.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, we're gonna come down. We wanted to get enough donuts to see how which one of us can put the most donuts around their cock when it's hard, and the winner gets to have the other two guys eat the donuts around the hard penis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
That's it.
Hey.
Okay. Bye. Okay, what?
Whatever.
Whatever. All right, I'm done with that.
Are you sticking with Inglewood, or can we go a little bit south of there?
Whatever you want, man.
I got Korean barbecue in Gardena, which is south of there.
Korean barbecue sounds good. Let's try it.
Yeah.
Put that F guy's number in there too, if you
want to
call it.
Yeah, I'm up for whatever
you guys want.
Nah, I don't think we're going to get an answer here.
Yeah, they might not be open for lunch.
Yeah, you can keep looking for more. Here's Superior Grocers. If you find any more, give me a holler and put them in the Skype chat, all right?
Yeah.
Superior Grocers. Maybe this is like a Mexican grocery. Let's find out. I'm going to be taking a break pretty soon here. Ring, ring, ring.
Good afternoon, sir. I can help you.
Yeah, listen, your phone took a long time to ring over there, huh?
Say that again. I can barely hear you.
It took a long time for the phone to ring, right? For you to get
really?
On the phone with me. Yeah, what's going on?
It only rang here two times.
Motherfucker, right?
Oh.
Yeah, anyway, listen, do you guys have adobo?
Do we have what?
Adobo.
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 Adobo?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me transfer you. Hold on.
What kind? Oh, is there an adobo department?
Right, I'm going to transfer you to the meat department. They could answer that question.
That's not adobo, fucker. It's a spice.
Okay, well, I'm going to
try to speak to
the person that's going to speak to you, okay?
He's got a big dick. Go ahead, do it.
What did you just say?
Go ahead, transfer. Go ahead.
I know, but what did you say before that?
I wasn't talking.
No, he said he just wanted to make sure he's not sick.
Yeah.
He said, because it's hard to understand people when they have a cold like me. That's what he said. What did he think he said? Hello?
Hello? Is she transferring? Oh, shit.
I don't know.
Well, let's consider she is. All right, I'll hang up and call back just in case. She's like, what did you say? That's more than two rings already. Getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to call a barber college instead since it doesn't look like this is going to pick up. Sorry, guys. Sorry we have to move on from this topic so early. Ah, Jesus, you're there.
Hello.
You were going to put us through to Adobo?
Adobo? Yes, we do have.
Well, transfer me to a man about Adobo.
It's the grocery department.
What kind of Adobo you have?
It's on a... Little cube. They're cubes.
No, what size kind?
I
need shaker. And what size kind? And what kind they? Does it have pepper? Con pimienta or no, motherfucker?
Don't be talking to me like that.
Well, go look and see if it has achote, anado, pimienta, or citron, motherfucker. Go now. I command you. Okay, whatever. Barber College, I said, right? Yeah. Barber College.
Hey, cue up breaking news.
Hang on. Not yet. Oh, shit. Hang on. Where's that window? And then over. I still can't find it. Here!
Bob Hoskins is dead at 71.
Yes.
Roger Rabbit?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Shit. That guy wasn't old, was he? How old?
71.
He was that
old?
Yeah,
he had pneumonia.
Oh, shit, man. That's crazy.
And he made
Turbo
Mario.
He made Mario.
Turbo and I called Turbo and I were calling some Hoskins in the UK earlier this morning, extending our condolences.
Well, that sucks. Didn't he get gypped out of the sequel to Roger Rabbit? Wasn't it supposed to come out and then... There was beef between him and Disney, and it never got done. I remembered about that.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, me neither. Okay, well, continuing on then. Let me go back to Google Maps. We'll look for more numbers to get.
You say you had a barbershop or something?
Yeah, college, barber college, yes.
Oh, yeah, and also don't forget on Saturday is Mayweather's fight with, what's his face?
Okay, all right. Mayweather's gonna fight. Mayweather, Floyd, Money Mayweather. How many fights does he have left? Does he say four more after this?
Three or four.
Motherfucker.
Maradona.
Yeah. Maradona.
That guy knocked out, Adrian Bronner, though. That was some funny shit.
What is Bible College? How can I help you?
Someone's gotta knock Floyd out, man. I don't want him to be undefeated.
Do what?
Floyd. I'm going to knock him out.
Do what?
Floyd over there. Floyd, that motherfucker Floyd at your barber college.
I don't have a Floyd.
Okay, listen, I want to learn how to cut hair and everything so I can make a business. I want to cut the pubic hair. Do you teach that?
We teach the barber college, the barber program.
Right, and does that include like where I can touch the pubic hair and cut it and shave it for the man? And relax him. Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. I want to do that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Do you have any clippers there right now?
Any what?
Clippers, barber clippers around you, near you?
No.
What are you? Where are you exactly? At a desk?
She's going, what the fuck?
It's probably just a regular barber shop. And they say, oh, yeah, we teach people here.
Born is Barber College. Good afternoon.
Hey, boy, how are you?
This is CJ speaking. Who's calling?
Yeah, boy, this is Garcia. How are you doing, my boy?
Very well, Garcia. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking to get a nice, cheap, shitty haircut from some motherfuckers that don't know what they're fucking doing.
Yeah.
All right, you try, Vaz. You always get the sloppy seconds here.
Yeah.
CJ does not like to be called boy, apparently.
Well, maybe we'll call him Sir. And smooth things over.
I'm a grown damn man. You call him boy.
Now they're not going to answer.
Yeah. Nope.
They're pissed off.
Busy, i.e. left off the hook. Smart boy over there. Back to the map it is. All Care Medical Supply. All right.
They sell those penis pumps.
Can I help you?
Yeah. Hi, honey. How are you?
How can I help you?
Do you have the pumps over there?
No, we do not.
What do you have there, oxygen-wise?
You have to go through your insurance. So you have to call your insurance and then...
I'm looking for something to do suction on the penis, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand you have to go through your insurance because everything for any type of oxygen or... you have to go straight to your insurance.
No, but listen, I already talked to my insurance and my doctor, and they gave me a script and a referral for you guys, and it's for the machine that goes around my penis, and it pulls on it, sucks it, and it makes it hard, and then I can fuck my wife.
Here, I can be your doctor if you want.
You can actually get a script for a penis pump. I've read about that.
Yeah.
What do? You just go to a porno store, like or like an adult store, like, yeah, I got a script. Send us to my insurance.
Yeah. Hello.
We should call an adult store. That's finally a good idea for me, because I never want to call, like, yeah, do you have anal butt five? It's not funny. And usually they just hang up on you because everybody 5 years old and up has pranked an adult store at some point in their life. But if I call and say I got a script for a penis pump, will you guys submit it to my insurance? Well, that's funny. If I don't get a chance to do that one today, somebody can do that this weekend. As long as it's recorded and played on the air or whatever it is, I'd be happy. Let's call Birth is Soul Food a little bit down the way. Let's ask them about their collard greens and what kind of shit they put in that fucking shit. Taking a break here in about 10 minutes or so, maybe. Refill my water and come back and do some more. Joe. Mang.
Mang.
How can I help you?
Yeah, well, you got them collard green spaces.
Yes, we have collard greens.
What kind of shit you guys put in those collard greens? What kind of shit you put in that?
Excuse me?
What kind of shit you put in that collard greens?
Excuse me, I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
What kind of shit you put in that collard greens?
Pay attention.
Hey, boy.
What's going on there, Captain Kite?
Hey, boy, what kind of shit you put in those fucking collard greens and shit?
Captain Crunch.
Motherfucker, you.
That's a bunch of bullshit.
How old is your mother, by the way? I haven't fucked her in a long time.
How many fathers you got?
If I was you, I'd go home and spank my kids and put them in the corner and watch them play with themselves. Oh. If I was you.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, hey, I'm going to come over and I'm going to spank you on the ass, man.
Yeah, open those ass cheeks.
Is that what you're all about?
We're going to open those ass cheeks.
Oh,
make a meat sandwich.
You want me to teabag you?
No, we're going to make a meat sandwich with your buns.
You want some chocolate meat, huh?
Yeah, I want some dark meat.
Yeah.
Like a black snake.
You a gagger?
I'm going to fuck you from behind. I'm going to start biting
you. Are you a gagger? I'm
going to start biting you and clawing you and ripping your skin out.
Get you from behind.
Back.
I might even give you a reach around.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
Yeah, all right. All right. And I'm going to castrate you and hang you.
You should castrate me. I'm going to still have more left than you, guy.
Yeah, well, you're an uppity slave Negro. All right.
Uppity what?
Uppity. You're an uppity field Negro, and I'll castrate you and make an example out of you.
Field, man? I'm in the house. I'm house Negro, man.
Yeah, you're
Get
a sellout.
Right. Don't try to steal away my pride.
House Negro. Well, I'm an overseer, and I have command over you.
You have command over these nuts in your mouth.
These nuts?
These nuts.
Yeah. Hey, Dienda, is she over there?
What?
Dienda?
What?
Dienda, is she over there?
She's under these nuts.
Yeah, the end of my dick's in your ass. Motherfucker, take it
from under, right?
Fucking you in the ass right now.
You're from under, right?
From under your mouth.
From under my nuts.
From under your mouth because you're sucking my dick.
Yeah.
My nuts are from under your mouth right now.
How does it feel having those chin nuts?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love my making chin nuts on your chin, man. It feels so good.
Chin nuts.
They go balls deep in your mouth, up to your lips. Fuck your skull. Yeah.
You got that black snake? You got that black snake?
Hey, you guys, would you guys really want to do me?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Oh, you're faggots.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. We're homosexuals.
Yeah.
Use that word. That's, faggots is crass.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crass language.
I am bisexual. I'm
a couple of homos are calling, asking about collard green shit.
More like three homos.
Oh, there's three of you?
More like four.
I got three homos on the phone. Okay, fuck it. My dipped in collard greens.
You dip your nuts in the collard greens. We'll lick it off.
Dip my nuts in sour cream. You guys are freaky.
Tell them we're gonna eat collard greens out of your asshole.
Gonna eat collard greens out my ass.
Yeah. Hey, does he want to join?
Collard greens out
Put
my
him
ass.
On the line.
We want some dark meat only.
I got this. I'm talking to this. What'd you say your name was again?
Arby's the real freak here.
Cool.
Arby's a white boy freak, serial killer guy.
We're in the circle jerks, right?
Yeah,
masturbation contest.
Oh, Urkel and circle jerk.
You guys want a masturbation contest? All right. Three.
One.
Two. One, go.
Oh, man, you're good. You're awesome. You're done already? Yeah, that's what I expect of a white boy.
Oh, yeah, I win.
Each other on the phone.
Okay, sorry. I'm quiet at first, but then in the end, it just gets crazy.
Oh, yeah, you're involved with those guys? You sounded like you had a bit of a sense for a second. No? Wow.
No.
He got quiet again.
He doesn't want to talk to you. He's shy. After he comes, he's shy.
Oh, man.
I just roll
Come
over.
Come on. Come on. Somebody thrill me. Give me a good one. Somebody give me something good. Something that'll put me in my place, make me feel shame. Come on. Somebody come up with something witty.
Hey, we got a goat here. You want to do the goat?
You're just getting a little bit more stupid. I don't know what you're doing with that goat. He's got your goat.
We're
Is that what you're
it.
Saying?
We're fucking
okay,
it.
So somebody come up with something good.
Yeah, I don't know. Cross?
Where you make a black snake moan?
I don't know. Do you want some racist jokes?
Did you hang up on me?
No, I'm
I know you didn't hang up on me.
Yeah, L.A. Pizza?
Yeah. You know how you know that? Because we're still here.
Hi.
Oh.
Hello?
Okay.
So,
who's in charge here?
Hello?
Who's in charge?
Yes, I'm in charge. Can I help you?
No, I was talking to the other guy. They just called you on a three-way line or something. You can go ahead and hang up.
No, don't hang up.
Don't hang up.
We command it.
Thank you. Now, where's the overseer?
You fucking asshole. Why'd you do that?
Because I got this time. This is my time. I don't share. Dipshit.
You're fucking out.
Now, where's the overseer?
I'm the overseer, and I'm calling again. Don't tell him shit well, this massive. Time, motherfucker.
I need you to know that I am the Lord High Marshal. No.
Keep quiet.
Okay? I have been to the unholy underverse.
Hello, Pixelver speaking. I'm helping.
Yeah, I got
Never
this,
mind.
I got this boy on the line here, Uppity Nigger. He's going to talk to you.
Never mind. See you later.
I said a bad word. I'm sorry.
Bye-bye.
If he wants to
Overseer.
Order pizza.
Hey, Overseer.
Overseer. Officer.
Overseer.
Yes?
Now, as Overseer, I want you to oversee the handling of these nuts into your mouth.
Okay, I'm opening. Prepare.
He'll
Go
transfer
ahead.
Them into
then I want
mouth.
You to put my bizzalls between your jizzalls and work them like a strizzall and tell me what you sizzle.
Yo, yo, yo.
Now, if you don't understand English, maybe I could put this for you in a little bit more rural tone for you that you might understand here. You might thought you was having some fun, but you're not having fun. I'm the one having fun.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I understand him now.
Right.
Oh, now I understand what he's saying.
Yeah.
I get it.
Clear
hey, stop saying those
people.
Things to us.
So we were having a good time. I'm not good enough for you?
No, you're not. You suck.
Was I supposed to get upset or something? What did I do wrong?
Hey, is this
Tell me. I'm straighten it out. I can make it good.
Hello?
Hello?
Are you a notary, motherfucker?
Make it better.
This is a notary.
Yeah, you're a notary?
Yes.
Yeah, I want you to sign this black man's death warrant over here.
Wait, he's black?
Yeah.
You want what?
Yeah, we're gonna take this black guy out. We want you to sign his order to arrest him.
Wait. Hold on.
What?
You guys got it all wrong. You thought I was black?
Oh, what are you?
That's why she handed me the phone, because you guys thought you were talking to a black guy?
Yeah.
You fucking idiots.
All right, who are you? What are you then?
Me? Hold on, let me grab my iPod, and maybe this will straighten you out what I am, okay? We'll just play a little bit of my music here, okay?
You still have an iPod? You suck. You don't have iPhone? You have iPod?
No, I don't use iPhones.
You
I use
iPod
Galaxy,
Mini?
But I have my music on my iPod.
But you have an iPod Mini. You fucking
no, I have a Galaxy.
You cheap fucking boy, you.
Why would I want a punk ass?
Did you get the watch band for it?
Nah, that looks like crap. So
what were you going to do?
I like my watch band thing.
It sucks. It looks dorky.
But it's got a clock face on it, so people don't even know.
Everybody knows. They've seen television, haven't they?
You're crazy.
How's that?
It sounds like shit. What is it?
Really? How are you going to talk shit about Black Label Society? Fuck you. Black Label Society rules.
Is this your group?
Man, you're a metal. You like metal?
And stop calling people.
Don't tell me what to do, motherfucker.
I mean, shouldn't he be listening to something like this?
Yeah, Kmart.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the? How's the action like today over there?
How's the action?
Yeah.
It's kind of slow right now.
Oh, really? Because I'm looking to go to the bathroom. I wanted to spend... I had like a half hour to spend.
Hopping, stopping, hopping like a rat.
You know what I mean?
I can barely hear you.
I have like a half hour to spend in the bathroom. I wanted to see if any guys came in the stall. So I wanted to see what the action was like today. No? Okay. Kmart for you. Hopping like a rabbit. When I get my neater, then you know I got to have it.
It's okay, my name's Johnny. What's your call?
Hey, boy, how are you?
All right, how you doing today?
Good. Listen, how's the action over there? Nice and hot?
Huh?
Is there any hot action going on over there?
Nah, it's kind of slow, I see. They buying a lot of Easter stuff.
Can you go to the bathroom and see if there's a lot of people, any guys in there waiting?
Huh?
Can you go to the bathroom and see if there's any guys waiting in the stall?
Waiting still? Okay.
Yeah.
In the bathroom or the
Yeah, pillow? Yeah, because I'm going to come in. I got like a half hour, so I like to come to the stall and jerk other guys off, but sometimes there's no one there. Can you check to see if there's any guys there for jerking off in the stall right now, and I'll come in? I'm in the parking lot waiting. I'm calling from my cell phone.
Say who?
I don't want to come in unless there's any guys, any, like, you know, glory hole action going on right now at the Kmart. in the bathroom. Can you go to see if there's any guys looking to hook up before I get out of the car and go in there? If not, I'm just going to go to Walmart instead.
So you want me to go check the bathroom?
Yeah, just see if there's any guys there looking to hook up.
Yeah, stupid.
Yeah, they usually hang out in the stall. They sit down in the toilet and just wait for like a half hour for someone else to come.
And then they tap their feet.
Yeah, you tap your foot.
It's a signal. And you tap your foot,
and you guys get off together. It's been going on for years at this Kmart. You didn't know about it?
No, brother. Who is this, the homie?
This is Garcia.
Who?
Garcia. I'm bisexual.
You who?
Bisexual. My name is Garcia.
Oh.
Yeah,
you must be calling the wrong person, because I don't go to the bathroom do nothing like this, man.
No, not you. You work there, but guys do that at your Kmart on Vermont Avenue. And that's why I go there a lot. I've gotten jerked off there like 20 times.
Hey, homie, you know, you don't call the store that talking about you tell you be jacking off, man. That's personal, homie.
Well, that's what guys do in your bathroom. You didn't know that, really?
Hey, man, you don't call the store saying nothing like about that, man. You know, you don't say nothing like that.
I know.
Why not?
I know we don't acknowledge it.
Why? It's two people on the phone, homie.
He's coming in with me.
We're like three people.
Three people. So y'all on the phone ain't got nothing better to do today than call and see if somebody jack off the bathroom. You telling me that?
Well, no, we want to jack off.
Yeah.
We don't know
that's your problem, homie. You don't call another man. Just do your thing, homie.
Well, we're coming
we'll
into the bathroom. We like to do it in the bathroom.
No, brother.
We have wives.
Wrong person.
We have
wrong
wives.
I got something y'all listen to. You want to listen to this? Hold on.
You just close your eyes and pretend.
You're going to play an iPod at us.
Yeah, I was going to mention that other guy, he played Black Label Society. That's a metal band.
That's what he likes. I thought he was black, though. You know, he is, because you said
he is
saying his black dick and his black stuff and all this.
Yeah, that's with Zach Wilde, the former Aussie lead guitar player. The guy's fucking awesome.
Well, that guy's just weird. It must have been
I saw Black Label Society once.
He's like a wolf raised with humans.
You should teach that guy the secret foot tap.
He seemed like he knew about it. He's like, man,
no, he didn't want us exposing it.
Yeah, don't call talk about it. Come on, man. We don't acknowledge it, you don't acknowledge it. As long as you guys buy something every once in a while, we're fine. Alright, mobile gas station. And a break after this, I promise, I swear.
Hello, mobile.
Yeah, listen, I wanted to make an order, one gasoline.
Pardon?
I want to make an order.
As in how, sir?
One gasoline.
Alrighty.
Okay, how much?
Our gasoline is $4.39, $4.49, and $4.59.
I need five spaces of that.
Alrighty, sir.
Okay.
Just come by and we'll have it ready for you.
Well, no, because I went there the other day and the lady was like, we're going to run out, motherfucker. She came out and she was holding like a shovel. She was swinging it around.
I wouldn't know what you're talking about, sir. Sorry about that. Have a good one,
motherfucker. Is that a white guy working in the ghetto? Or maybe he was a black. I don't know. Here's a place called Fabiola. I have no idea what they have here.
What the hell is that?
Fabiola. It's like Fabio with a law at the end of it.
Maybe they have some good action there.
Yeah. It's Fabiola.
It's fabulous.
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
If not, we got California Metal X. No idea what they do there. It looks like metal.
Maybe they have that Black Label Society there.
Here we are. Trying.
Thank you for calling California Metal X.
Good afternoon, California Metal X. This is Janet. How may I help you?
Yeah, we wanted to see if you have any Black Label Society there.
Give me 1 minute, please.
Okay.
Ecobrass has exceptional machine ability.
Yeah, she isn't really enthusiastic, right? Okay. One moment, sir.
Good afternoon. How can I help you?
Oh, I need to talk to a man.
Come again?
I need to talk to a man, please.
To talk to who?
A man. Hombre? Hello?
Pronto.
Yes. How can I help you?
We need to talk to a man. We have serious questions about metal.
Oh, okay. What's your question? Maybe I can help.
Probably.
You really need to talk to a man?
Yeah, probably you can't help because you're a woman. You don't know how to do hard work and stuff like that, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's kind of bullshit. Thank you, though.
Motherfucker, listen.
No, we're smelting right now.
We're not calling to make a food order. You there? No, I don't think she's there. I'll call back. What was our options, 2 and 3? 1 and 4, right? Yeah.
Thank you for calling California Metal X. Good afternoon, California Metal X. This is Janet. How may I help you?
Why aren't you more enthusiastic? What's the matter?
Nothing.
Huh? Are you okay? You sad today?
No.
You want me to go over there and kneel down in front of you? Stick my nose under your skirt?
She's got a soft voice.
Yeah, I want to kiss all the freckles on your body. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up? Can you put me through to someone to make an order? But it has to be a man.
You wanted to speak to who, I'm sorry?
A man.
Okay, 1 minute.
Thank you.
With a wide range of abilities. And now is the time to let
you. Yeah, remember that call you made a long time ago, that soft voice?
Yeah, soft.
Soft.
CMX, I'm speaking.
Finally got a hold of a man over here. Yeah, listen, I needed to order some Black Label Society.
Some what?
Black Label Society.
What are you talking about?
Black Label Society. Do you have that metal?
No, we don't. We manufacture brass and bronze ingots.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we make like 876, like silicon bronzes, manganese bronzes, aluminum bronzes, stuff like that.
Oh, you can put them around your penis. Look, I'm going to put the white guys on the line because I'm Puerto Rican and I don't know a lot about metal. Go ahead, guys. Bass, you want to go?
Yeah, what? Hello, sir. This is Bass. I'm the chief smelter here. We're trying to make an alloy, and maybe we require some technical advice.
Okay. I'm going to transfer you to Alex. He's the one that might...
How long will that take?
I'm just talking to you right now.
Okay. Hurry the fuck up, please.
All right, call him.
Yeah, fuck. Fuck you.
We also have an alloy chart.
Hello?
Hey, is this Alex?
It is.
Yeah, how do you say there, Flapjack? The man put me through. I got a smelting question.
Okay.
Yeah, I put a bunch of the pennies in the smelter, and they're molten now, and I'm trying to add some aluminum to it. I'm trying to make a new alloy, and I'm having trouble stirring it up. What do you use to stir up your mixtures? Because I tried using a spoon, but it just melted. And then I tried using a broom handle, and it caught on fire. So, what the fuck do I do now?
Well, let's see. You need a steel rod.
Yeah, but the steel is just going to melt.
No, it melts 1,000 degrees higher than what you got there.
Oh, okay, so I need a steel rod?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, now what would happen if I added like some magnesium shavings to that? Would that help?
Yeah, pretty much get a flare-up, whatever. Who am I speaking to again now?
This is David Snoswell. I'm trying to make a tool.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, so I've got the smelter. I borrowed a friend's smelter, and I fired it up, and I melted some pennies down and some aluminum cans, and I was going to add some magnesium to it to make it strong. And I'm going to pour it into the mold.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I've got the John Holmes mold. So, you know, I want to make the big tool.
on.
And I'm going to stick it in my ass.
Who is this?
This is David Snoswell. You want to come over?
This sounds pretty funny, David.
Yeah, well, no, I'm almost there. I just need to make sure it's strong. And I got some poppers. So we can shove that big metal John Holmes dildo up your ass.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Here, Cross is here, too.
I'm here. Hey, how the fuck can I put the broom up your asshole?
Well, go ahead and add that magnesium. But make sure when you put the magnesium in, make sure you have your face right over the furnace, just to make sure that it goes in.
Oh, fuck you, motherfucking asshole! You cocksucking motherfucker!
Yeah.
You.
What are you trying to do here, man?
Are you trying to fuck up my face, my beautiful face, you fucking dickhead? So I look more like you, like a dirty Mexican?
Oh my goodness. And I'm trying to figure out who this is, but I
You're a Mexican. You're too dumb, and you can't figure it out. I understand. All right.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Who
we're going to make balls of steel.
Yeah, there's no, listen, no tortillas here, no taco, okay?
Who the hell is this? Oh, my goodness. Hey. Sounds familiar, though. Sounds familiar.
You motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I'm KDK.
I'm sorry?
You know KDK prank calls? That's me. Yeah, and Death Fox is here. And
yeah.
Dr. Lego and Rev 420 is here.
Yep.
And Dino from Syndicate Radio, you know us?
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
You're on the air right now.
Yeah, Big Outlaw is here. Zolar is here. Ted Webb.
Prankmaster is here.
Yeah. Major Chaos, yeah, whatever you want to call him now. Yeah.
Actually, you know, we had to kick him out because there were some 10-year-old girls, so.
Yeah.
He's been banned.
Rappy McRapperson and Muck Sticky are doing music.
Yeah, it's a big party.
Yeah.
All right, well, just make sure you put that magnesium in your finger.
Yeah,
over.
And we'll throw Tucker Mike in there after that so he can burn like an idiot.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also clone homegrown.
Yeah.
We'll have clone homegrown. Put the tungsten in.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. All right. Clone homegrown. You know, I was about to say clone homegrown. That's awesome. Seriously, I was getting ready to say clone. All right.
Yeah, we'll make him put the magnesium in.
Friday Night Crank says DS. Awesome. Throw those two motherfuckers in. Is it just Jared by himself now? Anyway, what happened to the chick? I never hear the chick anymore.
Apparently she,
I don't know.
She quit or something.
Did he get her pregnant?
Probably.
Was that his sister? Was it his sister? I don't know. Oops.
No, it's his, like, cousin or something.
Oh, yeah. He probably did get her pregnant.
Gotta keep it.
She realized it was a shitty show.
Yeah.
Kristen had rumors of pregnancy, apparently. Really? Okay, I was just kidding.
Whoa.
Some incestuous prank call kissing cousins shit over there. Friday night cranks. Friday night cousins.
Kissing cousins.
Friday night cousins.
Friday night kissing cousins.
That's fucking funny.
I'm going to have to use that in their chat.
Do
whatever
that.
It is. They don't have a chat, do they? They just have like a YouTube thing.
No, they got that stupid fucking Twitter chat.
Oh, yeah? I'm going to say that shit.
No, I have never watched them.
I haven't either. The first, the only one I've ever watched is that one where he did that, like, 5-hour stream or something. I caught, like, 5 minutes of it.
Yeah. I've tried to. He's never done a prank when I'm listening. When I'm watching it, it's just him talking bullshit. I'm like, all right, well, you know, listen to Art of Phone Locker now. Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, I'm going to finally take that fucking break I was talking about since we got Spider Pussy playing here right now, right?
All right.
Love this fucking song, right, man.
Yeah, better go peek out your window and see if that unit is there yet.
Oh, yeah, there could be several units out here already. Guys, when I come back, I'm going to be pranking more in Southern California. We might hit up Compton again. And maybe we can hit up Hawaii. Maybe it's late enough over there. We've had a lot of fun in this show calling Hawaii.
Yeah. Nunu sent me an idea, too.
Oh, yeah? Good, good.
I'll share that with you when we get back.
We'll do some Nunu stuff. I wish Lonesome could be here for daytime shows, but he's got responsibilities and has to work. I do, too. Just my day off happens to be Wednesday, so I take advantage of it.
Ted Webb just joined.
Cool. Ted Webb? Awesome.
Huh? He just joined.
What's up, Big Ted? Ted Webb, motherfucker. Yeah. That a Marilyn Banchot. Soup Marilyn Foy, Ted Webb. Anyway, I'll be right back in about 5-6-ish minutes. Let me go urinate and flush the toilet, wash my hands, fill up my water cup, maybe put some Kool-Aid in there, motherfucker. I'm going to grab I'm going to eat some lunch meat, and I think it may be a hard-boiled egg that I got waiting for me in the fridge. Woo! Okay. Be right back. Thank you. Doing what I do best, Carlito here. What's up? Enigma and Baz are still with me. I understand Brad dropped off during the break. Yep. Hey man, yeah. I know I haven't recorded Enigma. Maybe do you remember? Can you? Do you remember what date it might have been that the HEP call happened? That was Ice Goose and Sloth with me broadcasting but not talking, if I remember correctly.
And yeah, I was on that show. That was right when you, I think right when PCN went, was born.
Yeah, I think it was the first show of PCN, and that happened. The Indian guy that was yelling HEP at at Sloth and Ice Goose. Yeah, he's just like, HEP! Hey, this is Soup Marani Pie, blah, 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 blah. HEP!
Let me see if it's still on the Mixler.
Yeah, it's got to be on there. Just got to find the date. I want to isolate that. That's the same show where the Australian place couldn't hang up on us. The Indian restaurant in Australia, I think.
Yep. Yeah, I remember that. That was funny, too.
They kept trying to click, and they couldn't. They ended up having to yank the cord out of the wall, we figured.
Well, that clip that I just played was from a call from last week, my show last week. We called this Indian restaurant, and the guy didn't get mad, but then he couldn't hang up. He kept picking it up, and we kept saying stuff, and finally, he just went off on that rant.
Awesome.
I think he called me Magi Magi, which means it's like a bad way to call somebody a prostitute.
Oh, really? A Maggie Maggie? That's a
yeah,
good one.
Maggie Maggie, yeah. We'll have to remember. You should work that into your calls, Maggie Maggie.
I'll have to remember that, okay. Okay, all right, so according to Nunu, big controversy in the UK today, about 200 Subway stores, sandwiches ones, have stopped selling bacon and ham because they're becoming halal. Dude, those Muslims are taking over UK.
Yeah.
They've got whole neighborhoods now. They'll chase you out of fucking shit if you're not a Muslim. I've heard about that shit. Wow. Okay. So,
I remember the first time I went to London was right before the first Gulf War started.
Uh-huh.
And if you're an American, you walk into those Muslim areas, man, they gave you the cold shoulder big time.
Really?
That was a long time ago.
Imagine now when everyone hates us. All right, here we go. Here's one that's supposedly in one of these neighborhoods in Wembley, North Wembley. North Wembley apparently being a place not to park your car. Don't park your car.
Hello?
Hey, boy, how you doing? I want to make an order for pickup.
Sorry?
I want to get order 1 foot long, roast beef.
Okay.
With bacon.
Sorry, we don't do bacon.
Oh, we put double bacon on it. I want to pay extra.
No, we don't do bacon, my friend.
It's a Subway, and I'm looking at the website, and it says bacon, motherfucker.
It's what? What do you say?
I said it says bacon on
why
here.
Why did you swear at me?
Motherfucker. Like that?
Fuck off.
All right, I'll try them again.
Let's ask for the pulled pork.
He ain't picking up the second time. Fuck. All right, here's a different one. I swear to God, Subway must own a store on just about every fucking... in every fucking neighborhood multiple times over, probably, in the civilized world and outside. There are so many Subways, man.
Yeah.
Hello, Subway North Wembley.
Hey, I wanted to make an order, 1 foot long, roast beef sandwich.
Sorry, who is this?
Valente.
Sorry, hello?
Yes, this is Valente.
Valente?
Yes, I'm making an order, motherfucker.
Valente who? Who Valente?
Just Valente is all you need, Valente.
Huh?
Valente is all you need.
For what?
For my order!
We are closed, boy.
Who you calling boy? Fucking monkey,
stupid
motherfucker. You monkey. Who you call me boy, motherfucking racist? You heard that? I would never say
yeah
that to somebody. Ever. Not even joking around on a phone.
You never say that.
Oh,
the old fax machine trick.
Oh, all right, whatever. Here's the third one that we got from Mr. Nunu. Subway in Wembley Park. Wembley Park.
Yeah, can I take it?
Yeah. No answering.
So, Ronnie Parker, can I help?
Yeah, hey, how do you say there, Bottlenose? I guess you still open?
Yeah, I'm still open. You open until...
Yeah, you're open. You're open? How late?
Until 12 o'clock.
Okay, yeah, I'd like to make an order for a sandwich.
No, you have to come here. You cannot order by the phone.
Okay, yeah, well, you have the footlongs there?
You cannot order through the phone. You need to come?
No, I'm going to come in. I'm going to come in. But before I do, I just want to make sure you have what I want. Do you have the footlong sandwich?
Yeah, well, hold on 1 second.
Yeah, you got the... Hey, what the hell?
Yep.
Fuck. Rude motherfucker.
Really?
Yes, he's gone.
Yeah, what happened? I'm a diabetic. Yeah, do you have the pulled pork? Do you have the pulled pork?
No, we don't have it.
Why not? With extra bacon.
Is it JP?
Yeah, what's that? Say that again in American, please. Speak American to me.
Is it
why
dirty?
Why don't you call me after Saloko, then we can have a long talk?
You stupid. You are stupid.
Suck my dick, then fuck off.
You fucker. You
chuck
dumb
off
fuck.
Chuck off. Okay, I'll call him back.
So he said, come in and I'll have a long talk with him, he said.
Hello?
Hey, what happened, boy? You talk to Baz like that? Rude?
Oh, why are you saying, man?
Why you talk to Baz? You talk to my friend Rude like that? My boyfriend? I kiss him and everything.
Oh, what are you saying, man?
I kiss my boyfriend and everything, and he said that you were mad because he...
Come on, man.
He was mean. He's mean to me. Mean man.
I need one ham.
You're a mean man.
One ham sandwich.
What do you want, man? Do you want to give any order?
Yeah, one white steak.
Okay, come over to the shop because you're busy.
If you're busy,
I'm
going
to give you an order.
If you're busy,
man,
take the order.
Come over to the shop.
If
you're
busy, take the order. It's faster, motherfucker.
Oh, you suck my dick, man.
Fuck.
You son of a pregnant
fuck
bitch.
Fuck your mother.
Oh, fuck you, man.
No, wait a minute. You said, wait, son of what? Son of a pregnant? What did he say?
I don't know. A pregnant what?
He called you a son of a pregnant whore or something. I'd never heard that one. Hey, what did he say? Hey, boy.
Fuck you!
You son of an owl.
You monkey that fell out of the tree.
You're a bad monkey. Bad. Shame on you. Shame.
Shame.
I'm going to make shame upon you.
We're calling the one
I'm
going to
make a shame on your ass.
This is Paddington, famous for its Muslim bears. Keep them on.
Hello?
Hey, boy. I'd like to make an order.
Hello?
One ham sandwich.
Hello?
One ham sandwich!
Hello?
Oh, you're so full of shit.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, you're full of a... You're
you
a
know
shit.
You're a son of a bitch.
You're
but
a son
of
an owl.
That? Do you know that?
Yeah, I know that.
Okay.
I do know that.
And you also know your mom sucks my dick all day?
Yeah. Now she's dead, you
then
stupid
fuck off,
fucker.
Man. I know you're a slant friend. You know, don't waste our time, man. You're such a pussy,
yeah, I'm going to waste your time.
Oh, fuck you, man.
I'm going to come in and I'm going to waste your time.
There he goes. Subway in Kingsway. Wow, this is awesome.
This is fun. Thanks, Nunu.
Good idea, finally, Nunu.
Yeah, fucking hell, finally.
No answer there. Godge Street in London.
Hey, I found the show on the showreel. I was just skipping through it to see if I could find when it plays on there.
Oh, did you? Cool, all right. Cool, I'll get with you on that so I can try to isolate them. Awesome.
All right.
Everyone should hear. I don't think anyone caught it. It was like at 4 in the morning and shit, right?
Hello, Subway with a sheet?
Yeah, how are you? I want to make a Subway order for one sandwich machine.
But you mean platters?
Yeah, I want ham, bacon, pulled pork on it.
But you mean platters or sandwich?
Sandwich, motherfucker. Oops. You can't curse to those kind of women. They just hang up.
She's a delicate.
Yeah.
A delicate she's flower.
A flower. Yeah. Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh, that'll teach you.
Oh. Now busy. Damn it. I never understood why that shit happens. All right, Upper Tackbrook. Moving along. Another Subway. Subway, Eat Fresh, sponsor of the last segment of Madhouse Radio today.
Yay.
Subway Victoria?
Subway invites you to eat fresh at the Subway Upper Tackbrook Street in London. Sponsor of today's second half of Madhouse Radio. Yes, I'd like to make an order, please.
Sorry, I can't hear you very well.
I'd like to make an order.
No, sorry.
One ham.
Only in the shop.
One bacon. One bacon.
Sorry?
One bacon.
No, sorry. Only in the shop.
Oh,
it's not available right now.
Is your mother there in the shop too?
Yes.
Yeah, your mother? I can kiss her?
sorry, I can't hear you.
I kiss your mother.
That's impossible, though, because she's with me right now.
Sorry, orders only in the shop today. Sorry.
Fucking asshole.
Yes. We will come into the shop to make the order.
Olmec. Okay. Couscous Olmec.
Hello?
Salam alaikum. Salam alaikum.
Couscous Olmec. I said his mother's pussy. And he knows what I said. He understood that one, huh? You heard him? He's like, what? He's like, hello? Excuse me? How do you know that? I know. Because I used to fuck an Egyptian girl. I used to fuck an Egyptian girl. She was Coptic Orthodox Christian.
So hot.
Yeah. She gave good blowjobs. Are you there? Hello? Yeah. She was a whore. Hello? I can't hear you, bitch.
Do you have hair down there? A lot of hairs?
Speak up. You're covering the phone.
Yeah, but Subway is closed, yeah?
I want to make an order.
No.
So you can come tomorrow at 7 o'clock because now it's the store closed.
God damn it, motherfucker. Shit.
It's a sandwich emergency.
Shit, motherfucker.
Help you, sorry.
Fuck you.
You can try in another store. I think the Holborn is open now.
Fuck you.
You can try there, yeah?
Yeah.
Stupid bitch.
Okay. So what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?
She sounded like she was going to get angry or something. She didn't. Oh, well. Yeah, all right.
Make you call back.
Yeah, here's one on Elephant and Castle. Or what? You want? We can call
Elephant
that
and Castle.
Elephant and Castle. Elephant Street in London. They probably feel right at home there. No. There's no elephants in the desert.
Yeah. No. Only in the zoo.
Africa and the other place. India.
Yeah.
And Asia. All right. Everywhere. Come on, motherfucker. Ring. Trying again.
I think there's a lot of things in UK named after elephants. Either they're imperial, you know, period of time in India.
Oh, okay. They brought elephants back and they masturbated them. Grays.
Yeah, the English soldiers had sex with elephants there and came back. And
with elephant babies.
Hey, let's name this after the elephants, man.
Grays in Road. How would you fuck an elephant, man? You'd have to get on a ladder. It'd be hard.
Yeah.
You'd probably fall down, break your neck, break your cock. All right, another Subway.
I bet the female elephant's got a big, loose pussy.
Hi, Subway King Cross.
Hey, elephants have loose pussy?
Sorry?
I want to make an order.
An order for when?
For Subway.
No, for when?
Well, for tonight. I'm going to be right there in 1 minute.
Okay, what do you want to order?
1 foot long, bacon, ham.
Yeah, wait a second.
Pork. Pork, bacon, ham, pigs.
So, you wait a second.
Motherfucker. What are you doing? Are you in the toilet?
I want to make an order.
Were you in the
Hello?
Was he in the toilet? What's going on?
Sorry, Manu speaking.
Oh, this is Garcia.
Sorry?
My name is Sosa Garcia.
And what would you like to order?
1 foot long.
But we don't take any order on the phone, sir. We don't do takeaways.
Please, emergency, please.
But you have to come and collect it, sir.
Please, diabetes, help.
Yeah, we will make a sandwich, but you need to come and collect it.
I will come to collect, yes, I'm coming.
Okay. Yes, sir, so what would you like?
One bacon.
Bacon foot long.
One bacon, ham.
Ham, bacon, and turkey.
And sandwich machine.
Pulled
okay,
pork.
Yeah, a ham and bacon, a foot long.
Yeah, I want you to eat it.
And with all the vegetables?
I want you to eat some of it in front of me to make sure it's not poison.
So we can't do it. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Oh, come on. I want you to eat some of the sandwich in front of me to make sure.
We're going to bring our pet pig with us.
Our poopy pig?
Yeah.
Poopy pig. Yeah.
The poopy pig.
This is the pig shitting everywhere.
Poopy pig has diarrhea.
Poopy diarrhea pig. right, we'll try another sub. They still have pork.
I'm going to tell them I have a poopy pig.
Yeah. No, no, you're slipping there. They still have pork there. That's why I had to tell them to eat it. He was like, no, 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 no. No, you... I like pork.
I was reading some blog, and this dude said that you should put a can of Spam in under every seat on an airplane.
Oh.
And then if you get hijacked, you can open up the can of Spam and tear up chunks and throw it at the hijackers.
Oh, yeah.
Say, pig meat, pig meat, yeah, and force them into a corner.
They're like, Well, the other thing is the men aren't supposed to look at other men's penises, so you can just take your dick out. Like,
no.
Yeah, yeah. I would, if I was on, I'm sorry, this is horrible to say. What I'm about, what I'm about to say is really bad, sir. Okay? Are you there?
Hello?
Yeah. Subway?
Yeah?
If I was on United Flight 93 on September 11th, 2001, I would have stripped naked before I stormed the cockpit. I would have been like, fuck it. I'm going to take all my clothes off, and I would have had an erection when I was running toward the cockpit, like, ah.
Sorry?
I want to make, I can't make an order.
Yeah, we'd like to make an order. Hello?
I'm sorry.
Fuck.
Why not, right? Why not? I would have been that guy that said, all right, if we're going to do this, we're going to take all our clothes off. I want to see all you naked.
If you're going to kill me, I'm going to make you look at my penis.
Oh. Seriously, though, if you knew either we're going to win and take it over or we're going to get fucking, we're going to die, might as well get naked. No one's going to know.
Yeah.
I would have been, let's see all the pretty girls get naked. And that's wrong. Yeah. Can you imagine that? That would have done psychologically, that would have fucked up the terrorists. They'd be like, oh my God, yeah. they're fucking nuts. They're all fucking naked. The old ones, the kids, all of them, the black guy, they're all fucking gone. Okay, all right, we're sorry. That might, you know. Damn, I probably would have made that suggestion. They probably would have just tied me up. Like, all right, this guy, the fat Puerto Rican guy, ain't going to help. Because like, with our luck, he'll be the one to make it into the cockpit and be like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
But I promise you, if that ever happens and I'm the one flying the cockpit, I will make Madhouse references so it comes up on tape. Even if we don't make it, it'll be on the black box. I'll talk like Jack Masterson the whole flight. Like, tell me how my butterfly is.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, and I'll quote the movie Gravity. All right. Here's another Subway. That's horrible what I just said about those fucking poor people. Still, I would have been like Naked Warrior. Like in Uganda, remember there was a civil war and there was General Buck Naked and he made himself...
Oh, that was Liberia.
Liberia, okay, yeah.
General Butt Naked.
And they would all get naked when they went to fight. They're just naked with AKs.
Yeah, because he thought that he was invulnerable, invincible.
Yeah. Because they wanted to sacrifice a kid and eat it.
Oh. Hello?
Hey. Yeah. Hey, ah. Is this Subway's? Subway.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Subway. It's the Subway.
Hey, Subway Wilson Castle, yeah?
Yeah, I have a poopy pig.
Sorry, what did you have?
I have a poopy pig.
What's that?
I'm David Snoswell. I'd like to make an order for a food.
No?
Yeah, for one sandwich now, food. Mate. Oh, well, do you have the, what time do you open in the morning so I can
come in? We open at
in?
7. We close 10 minutes before, yeah. We close at 10, but we close 10 minutes before because we have stuff to do, yeah.
I'm going
to
come in when you open tomorrow and order a sandwich. I'm going to bring my poopy pig with me.
Oh, yeah, sure, no problem. Yeah, just come tomorrow morning.
Allow pigs? Do you have pigs in your restaurant?
Sorry?
I have a pig, a service pig. I'm going to bring the pig with me.
Okay, the problem is I don't know about this because I'm not the manager. The manager will be here tomorrow
morning. But
you have
to. You have to let me in. It's the law. Because I'm blind.
Okay, so do you want to pop
blind.
In tomorrow or you want to ring up tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to pop in. I'm going to pop in tomorrow and I'm going to order a bacon sandwich. Bacon and eggs.
All right, no problem.
You have the bacon?
Bacon, yeah, we have bacon.
And you have the pulled pork?
That's the turkey bacon.
Oh, no, I want pig bacon.
No, because this is a halal shop, so that's...
Oh, so it's okay then.
Yeah.
I have a license.
Yeah?
I have a license that allows me to order bacon at a halal restaurant because I'm diabetic.
Okay.
And then I'm going to have my pig has got diarrhea, so I need you to follow after him with a mop. Because he's going to shit all over the place.
So do you want to ring up tomorrow? Because we are closed now.
Yeah, well, I'm going to come in tomorrow, and I'm going to bring my pig, and it's going to shit all over your store.
Okay, no problem. You can complain to the manager, or you can
shit.
Complain online.
You dirty shit. I'm going to throw my shoe at you, you son of an owl. Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Damn it! Damn it! Hello?
Olmec.
Hello?
Couscous Olmec.
Yeah, Couscous Olmec.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah. 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 Yep.
How's it going, buddy?
Yep.
Hey, buddy.
Yep.
Hello?
That's all he's doing now. Yep. 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 I'm getting a lot of that on PCN lately, right? This is forward people going, yep. Nope. Yeah. No. Yeah. Nope.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Damn. It's a new thing.
He just wouldn't get mad.
Yeah, I noticed that. Oh, well. Subway, Middlesex. Yeah, man.
Hello, Subway.
Is this Subway Middlesex?
Yeah, hi, Sri. How are you?
I'm in the middle of having sex right now. Yeah, I'm fucking a Subway sandwich right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's got bacon.
So good.
It's got bacon and ham. I'm fucking it. It's a Subway pussy. Yeah, make an order.
Hear that?
Can I make an order? One tuna and bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Uh huh. And some jalapenos to make it tingly, warm.
Okay.
And do you guys toast it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna unwrap it right there in the store. I'm gonna put it on the table and stand and on next to the table and fuck it standing up.
Soup
maril fwa banjod.
Magi magi.
Oh, he said marichud. You heard him? You heard what he said? Motherfucker.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, he was Indian, motherfucker, that guy.
Let's call him back. Let's call him magi magi.
Yeah. He said it under his breath, I guess. He didn't want his Indian coworkers to hear it. It's like, you motherfucker.
You get in trouble.
Motherfucking motherfucker. All right, that's enough Subways, guys. Let's get back to the good old times of the swap shop. Another place we've called a lot in the last few years. We got someone selling various items at a yard sale this weekend, starting tomorrow. Including a Kodak printer, copier, and fax machine, CD player, radio, blender, lamps, crock pot. Let's check out about that crock pot, huh? We'll put our weed in there and make some can of butter. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
You gotta slow that motherfucker down. No answer here. Moving right along to the next one.
Your call has been forwarded to an auto.
Hey, have you watched that show, The Vice Show, on HBO?
Yes, I do.
The latest one, they had an episode, or they had a story on the legal weed in Colorado.
Yeah.
And the feds won't allow them to deal with any banks, so all the transactions are done with cash.
Yeah.
So it spawned this new security industry in Colorado. These guys are like ex-special forces, ex-cops.
Yeah.
They basically just run the money and the product, and they run it like almost like the Secret Service. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're all cash. Yeah, no, they have to be all cash.
Yeah.
None of the banks will do it because they're afraid they'll get sanctioned. Yeah, there's a movement, and I want to say Joe Biden's behind it. He's from Delaware, which is like a major financial capital of the United States, right after New York is Delaware, to be honest with you, probably. Miami's pretty big, too, for international transactions. But Delaware, he's a former senator out of there. And he's trying to push legislation where it's going to make it so if on the state level it's legal, the federal level won't go against it, so the banks will actually be able to do it. But then what I heard, I ended up, because I watched that. I watch all the Vice stuff via their YouTube and on HBO Go. So I saw the one you're talking about. Then I saw their follow-up on YouTube. YouTube, they always do like a three-minute follow-up to each HBO episode.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so check that out. Go to YouTube, look for Vice, and they do a follow-up to each HBO one. Yeah, and they go a little bit further. It's kind of cool. But from there, I ended up on another video, and apparently even some of the major banks are like, we still won't do it because there's going to be such a stigma behind it. They're afraid that there'll be movements saying, oh, well, don't deal with Bank of America because they fund, you know, marijuana. You know what I mean? Like, they fund the drug trade, et cetera, et cetera. So it's actually a really big problem. That's why the state level, like it is right now, it's got to be done at the federal level. It's still, you know, we're not 100% there. But maybe this is Colorado's like an experiment. There's also a really good Vice video, if you look it up. It came out last week. It is one of the countries in South America is legalizing possession and sale of marijuana completely recreationally throughout their whole country. I think it's Uruguay, whatever.
Okay.
They're doing, and it's a really good episode. Like, the guy smokes weed in front of the president of Uruguay. He's like, he doesn't care. You gotta, it's amazing. Nice. It's an amazing documentary. Yeah, it's, you can watch it for free. It's on YouTube on the Vice News channel. I highly recommend
it. Yeah, let's check that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, they make good documentaries.
Oh, yeah. All their stuff is good. I watch so much Vice. I'm telling you. They've got several videos a day that come out and different channels. They've got, my favorite is Motherboard. Motherboard is like technology and space and shit like that. Little documentaries about that stuff. Like, one of the guys did the Soylent Green product that's coming out where you're supposed to be able to just drink this product. This guy, I think he's German or something, and he made up a mix of all like the essential nutrients that the body needs. And it's in a powder form, and you're able to – he's trying to make a final formulation that you can live on and not eat anything, just consume this drink three times a day. And the guy did it for 30 days, and he lost a ton of weight. He got healthy, and he actually didn't care about, like, scarfing down on junk food anymore and all that stuff. It was amazing. He said his jaw was actually hurting from lack of chewing stuff, and he found himself having to chew sugar-free gum in order to – not go through this intense jaw pain that came from not chewing like you would, you know, when you're just drinking
lose
stuff.
That muscle tone.
Yeah, yeah. It was a Kickstarter program for the Soylent Green thing, and I think they're shipping out to the first however million different people signed up for it or contributed to the whatever million that they needed to get started. It's pretty amazing stuff. Yeah. Okay, I'll shut up now.
Oh, cool.
I recommend that too. Back to the want ads here, to the classifieds, where someone has a white Xbox 360 with hard drive and wireless controller. God, I can't talk. GTA 5, they're selling it for $120 with everything. Okay. Actually, that's a pretty good deal. 360 with a wireless controller and GTA 5 for $120. Not prank this so I can get them to sell it, and I'll give them extra for shipping. It failed. Not working. Boo. Oh, well. Guess not. Someone's got a John Deere riding mower with a grass catcher. The bucket that goes in the back of it, I guess, right? So you don't got to sweep after. You need a grass catcher, man. Fuck going around with a rake after you go through all the pushing mower. My parents had one of those, the lawnmowers without the thing in the back to collect the grass. And you're always having to rake. After you, it's a pushing kind, so you're already in Florida in, like, let's say 80, 90 degree heat, cutting the grass. Now you got to go behind it and rake the entire fucking yard and put it in bags and shit.
My dad let it blow in a neighbor's yard.
My dad was like, fuck this. He finally got... He got a Sears card, I remember, and got like a brand new Sears mower with the big plastic thing in the back.
Yeah, we just actually bought a brand new lawnmower a couple weeks ago.
I haven't needed a lawnmower since I lived in my parents' house. I've been in apartments and condos ever since. And fuck that. I'm paying motherfucker to come every week to do it. Florida style, man.
Motherfucker, yeah.
Everyone in Florida gets landscaping, just about, unless you're broke. Or you don't have to
worry.
Your
call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 4-2.
All right, here's a different number for those folks to see if they answer. Plan on doing another hour of show here, and I'm going to head out. I don't know who's going on tonight. Turbo, I should say, right? I'm not 100% sure he's going.
Yes.
I expect him to.
Yeah, he's going on tonight.
Good, good.
We can't take your call right now. Please leave a message, and we'll get back to you. Thanks.
I want to throw baby food into the lawnmower, motherfucker. No answer there. Baby food. Okay.
Yeah, I got to leave in about 15 minutes, personally.
Oh, do you? All right, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, here's someone searching for a good printer with ink. Oh, wow, they want everything, don't they?
Wow.
You want the ink and everything and the cables, he says?
Greedy motherfucker.
Damn.
Thanks for calling. Jesus. The party you have dialed is unavailable. They'll be notified you called.
Great. Thanks for notifying us.
Bought a new printer the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Thanks for calling. The party you have dialed is unavailable. They'll be notified you.
I don't know what that's about. Here's someone with a four-month-old German Shepherd Siberian Husky mix for sale. Aw. Let's ask about the old sexual organs there, huh?
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Christian.
Is not available.
Christian.
At the tone.
All right, no answer from Christian over there. Let's see what else we got here. You got any more numbers, Enigma or Baz? I don't know. Have you posted anything that I don't know about? You guys there?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I just posted some numbers.
Oh, Christina Hole, yeah. Huh?
Okay. Yeah. From G-Hole.
Holy. Yeah, let's call Christina Hole. That's a sexy name, Christina Hole. I want her hole.
Hello?
Yeah, is that Christina Hall?
Pardon?
Is that Christina Hall?
No. Sorry, wrong number.
Who's this, baby?
No, you're lying. You're lying.
Oh, that was M Hall. Whoops. That's my fault. Sorry. All right, here's Christina Hall. Let's try that again. Whoops. Whoops.
Yeah. Look at the address for Christina Hall. Coach O.
Coach O. Coach O.
Hello?
Yeah, is Christina Hall?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I want to go up in that hole, fill it up with cream pie. Hello?
Sexy, tight little thing.
Yeah, nice flesh hole. I won't. That's the thing over there in England, too. You hit all the buttons. Hey, who else is on here, motherfucker?
That's M Hole.
M Hole. Mahal.
Don't be shy.
Mahal. All right, let's call Gahol. G Hole. Gahol.
Yeah, Glory Hole.
Glory Hole. Yeah, let's ask what how the action is in the Glory Hole. Yeah.
And I have a B Hole, too.
Oh, yeah.
Hello. We are not available now.
No answer there. All right. Well, before my next prank call, let me play this real quick. Hang on.
Nunu is saying that sound is them dialing 1471.
As in BT answer
like
1471. Oh, that makes sense. Just a moment. Let me play this here real quick. Yeah, BT answer 1471. Then what is that? That's just the voicemail service, right? Or are they just trying to call back to check a message? Message? What am I talking about? Message? Message? Oh, yeah. Okay, guys, I will be right back. I just want to play this real quick before my next prank.
My dear Bagginses and Buffing, Toots and Brandy Bucks, Rugs, Jumps, today is my 111th birthday. 71 years is far too short a time to live among such excellent and admirable hobbits. I don't know half of you half as well as I should like, and I like less than half of you half as well as you deserve. I have things to do.
I've put this off for far too long.
I regret to announce this is the end. I'm going now. I bid you all a very fond farewell.